Well, once you start blurring the lines of legality, the other shits don't matter. You just want to take the easy way out.
This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do. Or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
I'll make a different one then.
Instead of making all these fucking letters to be sent out. Nowadays, what is it? Fucking almost 50 cents for a stamp?
Mm-hmm. No, it's a more now.
Yeah, so 10 bucks a morning.
Like 60 something.
10 bucks, I gotta pick and choose 20 businesses where email you just keep sending them. Not saying though. Is there a way I can check to see if they read it?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Red on red. Like,
I don't know.
I get one with no SKF in it. Because I wanted like to send one to SKF. And down there, you're not allowed to use video or camera. And I use, when I do floors, I do it for security purposes. Because that's... worries me. They could say, oh, you fucked this tile up here and we want a whole new floor from you now. No, that tile was all loose and cracked, so yeah, I got videos of all that shit before I do a job. Nobody's around, you know, I sneak it out real quick. Picture. We're down the road. I like to go see how many jobs my sister's husband's fucked up. No? Alright. He's never even like wax. And everybody who lays wax knows eventually you're gonna step in it. Eventually. I don't give a fuck you are. You're gonna, because there's gonna be something that you, if you let dry, it's gonna fuck up your whole floor. So here you go, walking on your wet wax, and you gotta wax your way back out. You just can't let it dry. But I think he's one of those people who don't... When I did floors with them, before I even laid wax, they were ready to go home.
Oh, yeah.
And I did all the buffing. All the fucking... All they had to do was fucking push a fucking machine, do a little mopping, dump some buckets. Here, I'm doing all the fucking hard work with the machine, you know? And the scraping and the... And he's got some... This gay dude who used to work for us, Daniel. He was all right. But... Good luck, man. Good luck.
It might still be a little wet. I got it wet trying to light it.
I can't do that.
We drove past our house today, and they were all on a porch, and my sister Jordan was getting in her vehicle, and I was like, fucking bitch ass. I don't know if they all heard me or not.
They did you dirty. They fucked you over, man. That's not cool.
I would, like, get a floor business together and make, like, $1 million a year. But I want the people who work for me, who come with me, they're going to get their share, too. I'm not a greedy bastard like that.
Right.
I know what you're doing for me, and I couldn't do it without you. You know, I'm not saying that I'm going to go in there, it's my way or no way. If you got ideas, I'm down for ideas. I'm down for quicker ways to get it done.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's my problem, is I'm too much of a perfectionist.
Easier is more money into their pocket, too.
But I also know, but I also know my way always makes them happy.
Yeah.
And if there's something they didn't like or something didn't come out right, I always go back and correct it.
So here's what's going on with WNY News Now.
Uh-huh.
You know Lee bought that, right? He bought the company. He bought the name from Justin Gould. Mm-hmm. You know who Justin is. But Justin, apparently, committed multiple felonies in running that company.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Let me get this leg burner, spliff burner burning, and then I'll let you know.
No, I didn't have anything to do with giving out people's names and shit.
No. Embezzlement. He took the money, didn't pay any of his employees, and just kept the money.
Did he make a lot?
He made quite a bit.
Oh yeah, I bet.
He never paid rent. Man, that fucker, and he's the one who he didn't want me to have anything to do with the news because I was smoking weed that one time, taking pictures of that car accident whilst wearing a WNY News Now jacket. Fuck that dude, man. He's a piece of shit. I can't believe
he's in jail.
I don't know. I doubt. No, he's not. I don't know if anybody's pressing charges or anything.
My girlfriend just had the problem in Florida with checks are about to from this place. They tried making her go to this one place or the gas station, Indian Mart, whatever you want to call it. And then they started denying the checks. So she was like, well, wait a minute. My bank won't take this. And then she called. Cops got called because she got in a heated argument with the people. And the cops made her leave. But they said that they'll come back when the checks come out. And if that check bounces, the owner is going to jail.
Right.
And it's happened to multiple people there, I guess. So
where does she work?
It was some, like, exotic pet store.
Oh.
Like lizards, tarantulas, snakes, scorpions.
I bet you he's not coming upon those legally.
No. They come from different countries.
But she said either water in these pets and people are buying them for thousands and you think they have money and that's what it's called too, exotic pets.
You can't run a business well if you're not honest.
Like, they had like ferrets, rabbits, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't do dogs or fucking cats, so everything but dogs or cats. Basically what it was. They didn't have no fish either. But I think they had some exotic fish. You know what I mean? Like little shark things that you put in your tanks.
Oh, okay.
Swordfishes, seahorses.
Yeah, stuff that you could easily acquire on the black market.
Yeah.
Because this guy doesn't seem all that legit.
I told her, I said, I don't know if I wouldn't be getting in arguments with them like that. They know somebody.
Yeah. They know the wrong kind of people.
Yeah. They'd be fucking on a container being shipped back to China.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. You know, the ocean, they'll throw you overboard.
Oh, that would be a shitty. You're that would
gone.
Be a shitty way to die, because you're just gonna be sunburned to death, and you're just gonna be floating until you fucking get famished. Because there's no way in hell you're gonna swim back to land.
No.
There's no way in hell anybody's ever gonna see you.
Sharks or somebody will get you.
Yeah. So Justin Gould, I wonder what's ever gonna come of that situation. He's getting married. What, this weekend? This coming weekend?
Well, if they're kicked overboard, you're in the
Where'd you find plane. This out?
The
just recently?
Yeah, well, he told me yesterday when I talked to him about advertising the podcast.
So what's up with his, the business? Did it go downhill since he bought it?
Well, he owns it.
Yeah, I know. But has it gone downhill since he bought it?
No, not at all. No? Start reading the news. I bet you all the paste and copy shit's done. I bet you they're going to have real journalism now.
Why, you have to say something about what I was doing?
I have in the past, yeah.
That's why I never followed them. I was like, dude, I just read this article, same as Act 1, and then you're claiming you're the author. That's plagiarism.
That is plagiarism.
Yeah, I mean, not too many people would go and read an article from Syracuse.com, or I think that's what it was called, Cuse.com or something.
Well, once you start blurring the lines of legality, the other shits don't matter. You just want to take the easy way out.
They still do a live...
Yeah.
News?
Yep.
He does it?
Mm-hmm.
Lee here.
I don't know if he does it. He said he's probably going to end up doing it. I don't know which... Of course, because that's just who he is.
Justin's still doing it?
Mm-hmm. I doubt Justin's going to have anything to do with it anymore.
Well, the weather guy.
Yeah, he's still on. Dakota.
What would you buy something like that for? $5,000?
No. No. You'd have to... No, it's a lot more than that. You look at the revenue you're bringing in through advertising sales, and then you just get generate a cost for a price from that.
What's the advertising cost?
People who give the news to advertise their products for them.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, what is it
cost?
Well, actually, advertise. Now it's about the cheapest thing is about $200 a week. And that's for a 30-second video, I think. I guess that's not the cheapest. They also do banner ads on channel716.com and WNY News Now.
For $200, they play my video for a week?
Yeah.
That's a day.
No, that's a week.
Oh.
That's a week.
Give them $400 for a month.
No, you give them $800 for a month.
$400.
I can't negotiate. I can't negotiate.
You know the guy. No point. Who can afford $800 a month? Well, that's a lot of money.
Business.
That's almost $10,000 a year.
Common.
That's also, you know, cash deductible.
Wherever, yeah.
I get it.
What's the other one?
How many people really follow that, though?
No. Follow what?
What does he got? 35,000?
Follow what?
NY News.
Oh, he has over a million views a month. Oh, it's beyond that. I don't...
How many, like, likes and follows?
I don't know all the diametrics or whatever the hell you want to call them, but he gets a million new eyes every month.
I'm sure a lot are tuned. He should be out there doing shit about the escape guy, because I'm sure a lot of people are trying to find info out about that. Right now he could be making a killing.
Well, he's more worried about channel716.com than he is the news. He's filming shows for that, and he's got a lot on his plate.
716.com?
Yeah, channel716.com.
Oh, it's a channel now?
Oh, no, it's always been a channel. Channel 7, it's an app.
Who's the old guy who used to have that?
What old guy?
Or was that ShawChat.com?
ShawCat?
ShawCat, is that it?
Yeah. Chautauqua in Cattaraugus County. I think that was... I don't know who ran that.
He's talking shit about the guy from WNY News, Justin.
Well, then it probably was from Shock, yeah.
And a guy who was out there running around in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, they let him go. I forget his name.
The crackhead.
Yeah.
He didn't even call him out, too, at us. Like, you got a fucking crackhead running around putting mics in people's faces. He's gonna get knocked the fuck out. Because he really would. If somebody got shot or something, he'd be up there trying to fucking...
Oh, sure he would.
You know? Oh,
you
no.
You know anything about it?
Yeah. Drugs happen here. Well, I ain't gonna leave until somebody talks to me.
Yeah.
Basically, he goes, I'm gonna get some info. And people would tell him, get the fuck out of here. We'll beat your ass. And he'd just fucking keep going up to him. Like a moron. But he would try to bring you the fucking news. You can't give him that. He kept trying and trying and trying. And until people... He said something on Mike. And the family chased him down the street or something. Over on 8th and Fulton. Over by 8th and Fulton. At least that was the rumor.
I don't remember. Tell that noise. Here you go.
Well, I'm good on that. I ain't gonna roll my hand. Might want not want to play this episode.
What's that?
In case you said something about your buddies, news thing, and then they put you on blast.
No, dude.
Would that be advertisement, or would that be good or bad?
Justin's not my buddy.
No, I know. I'm just saying, though. Like if,
he's... No, Lee's gonna run the same story. Oh, yeah. See, that's the one thing about Lee. Lee is fair. He'll look at the facts. He'll display the facts. And he wants honesty. That's all he wants, just honesty. And that's what he's looking for, people who are honest.
Last name Hazleton, is it?
What's that?
Last name Hazleton?
No. Kane, Lee Kane. What's going on with Phil?
That's a bad day.
Bad day. What's happened? Kind of want to get a cat now. So he has some company when I'm not there. You know anybody with a cat? Trying to get rid of a cat?
Running around all the time. Not mine.
I want to say pick of the litter just had a bunch of kittens and they'll come fix for you.
That's what I want. Or just pick the litter. I've seen it before.
No, a falcon or
a kitten. Yeah,
absolutely.
Go to their site. You're pick of the litter.
They're more playful.
Yeah, but then I got to pay for it. Which I will here, but I don't
have the time. Just be like, I was just wondering if, you know, say I won't. About getting a cat, and I got a, and he's good with cats.
I'll go down there. I'll give him a call.
Getting might fuck him up, though.
No, they'll grow together.
Oreo's laid back and gone through like fucking 10 dogs.
Young as they're both young.
Yep. They'll grow up together, be best friends.
Right. Oh, yeah. When I had Duke and I had Oreo, they were both, one was a puppy and one was a thing. I got a picture of Oreo sitting here this time around. Like this.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
The cat and him just sitting there together in a cast like this.
Sure. They will, yeah.
Best picture I ever take.
They grow together.
That's on a broken phone. I gotta find a way to get it. Not a broken phone, but yeah. Out of date, no service. Gotta find out a way to download those to a computer. Your old phone photos. Shit, I had tons of floor jobs, huh?
My cats are never too old.
Yeah, I definitely want to get a kitten.
She was already in set.
Yeah, my cat just hisses now. And keeps walking.
She'll get you, too.
Oh, he'll try.
She's got me.
If you fuck with him, he will.
Spend $70 on Ben. I wonder how much a kitten will cost me. Your litter box, just litter toys.
Pet. You know, she'll turn around.
Maybe I should wait a little bit because I think a kitten right now would probably train them to be afraid of the cat and they wouldn't.
And then you're talking vet bills, and you're talking food every week, treats, litter. treats are fucking expensive. You're talking ass once or twice a week. You go in the store for those.
Yeah, you
only got
cost,
one.
Yeah.
You know, I had like five at one
that
time.
That gets expensive. The price of the food today, the cat food.
Maybe I should just stick with Benji right now so I can deal with the vet bills.
Yeah.
So you made me think, you're right, that would get expensive. Yeah. Two animals to the vet.
They will. Because of the food. How much the food is that today?
Two. I mean,
and you're not making it now. Well, neither am I. Whenever I got the cat. That takes a lot. Especially if I take it to a vet or something.
A lot of people told me I could give my dog the shots on their own. And they sell them in certain places. And I was talking to my girl on the phone and she said, you ever look at where they're at? And I said, no, why? She goes, go look. They're all locked up. You still need a thing to get them.
A prescription?
Yeah, a certification thing. You know, being a doctor or whatever, vet. She goes, you just can't walk in there and buy them. And I was like, why not? She goes, because you're not certified to give them.
What?
Well, that's good to know.
Can?
No, the shots. Things that they sell at the stores.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, go look at them. She goes, they all should be locked up. She goes, I know it's a federal law, not a state-by-state thing. She goes, that by the animal rights or something like that. Because she goes, okay, how would you give your dog a shot? And I said, I don't know, I grab back of his neck and give him a shot. She goes, no, you can't do that. She goes, certain shots go certain places. That's why they won't allow you to do it.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
You know.
That makes sense.
I was like, yeah, I've seen a puppy get a shot in the ass before, instead of up here. But this is where I've seen majority of them get a shot, but that's probably...
Rabies?
Yeah, because of a cat, too. And they both get a rabies shot. One gets a distemper, and the other one gets a feline AIDS.
Why are you giving your cat feline AIDS?
You gave your cat what?
Well, why are you giving your cat AIDS?
You don't want your cat getting that. That's like parvo to a dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing I'd watch about taking them out, too.
I don't think I'm going to do that anymore.
If you take them out, you know, especially PetSmart, you have a good chance to get parvo. Die on you.
Oh, if I take them into stores, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might... I'm not going
to
do that.
Unless you get a parvo shot, then you're good to go. Take him anywhere you fuck you want. But that's more important than rabies when it comes to a puppy.
You got that leash in...
It's got to be in my trunk because I had it when I went to Wellsville.
Mm-hmm.
And I had both of them, and I can't find it in the house right now. I just let them loose, but I understand you can't do that.
Jesus. He doesn't want fast food garbage. He knows what real food is. And it comes in a bag and says Beneful on it.
I think I've seen it over here by my car. He ain't
that real slow. More or less playing with it.
So I was scrolling on Twitter today. I saw a comment saying how Joe Biden did that pay for play with taxpayer money in Ukraine or whatever, and there was some dude on there like, "Is that all you got? Is that all?" But yeah, you're coming after Trump because he's got some papers in his attic. Go
but
fuck yourself,
too,
dude.
Though.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure did that.
I'm like, all you motherfuckers
so
are talking like fucking children. Exactly.
Every president.
All that quick quo pro.
Every.
Is he just laying down?
Yeah.
There are personal papers.
So if you guys want to eat before you go, I got it ready.
Like, what went on in the White House?
Eat before you go, I got it ready.
Eat what?
Well, I got your fish ready. spaghetti, and I got sloppy joes and macaroni salad, or macaroni and cheese.
All right, I forgot.
A ride to the airport, fly first class to one of them fucking places with the beautiful crystal clear water and one of them fucking little pavilion things out on stilts in the ocean. When girls and walk around on the Hulu things and stuff like that. Not necessarily Hawaii, but type of shit like that. And to be able to sit there on like some sort of nice beach with white sand. Have people giving me massages on my feet and on my hands. And a waitress bringing me one of them fucking drinks and a coconut with a straw. And someone rolling me joints of Primo.
$100,000
For a month?
Yep. Shit, you don't need that much. Yeah, $100,000 probably covered for about a month.
That sounds like a fucking plan to me.
I don't know, if I had $100,000, I think I'd find some other way to invest
it. I would too, because of my fucking brain. But if I was rich and I could say, you know what, I can go do anything the fuck I want.
For a month? Fuck, that would be nice.
I would like to be able to just sit there. I'd get tired of like sitting out in the sun, I'm sure.
Yeah, go in bed. Go inside. Watch TV. Have somebody rolling your joints and rubbing your feet.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Or if there's something else I wanted to do, I could do it. Hop in a swimming pool or a hot tub or anything at my beck and call for a month.
For a fucking month.
Not anything like over the top.
But no, just not have to make a goddamn decision.
Steak and lobster for some crab legs.
Yep.
Steak, lobster, crab legs. And bring the massage ladies out again. And I need a couple more joints. Alright, one of them coconut things with a fucking umbrella in it again.
What?
Please. I'm gonna need my medicine soon here too.
Virgin. It has to be virgin. Virgin.
If I'm having out there in a beautiful place like that, I'm not having a virgin one. I'm having an alcoholic beverage.
I'm
not getting drunk. I'm having one fucking coconut.
Yeah, got up.
With an umbrella straw and with real alcohol.
I forgot about him.
Just one.
All the Benjamin.
Be virgin.
I'll drink that much for it. Where did he go?
On the tent.
Behind the tent. That fucking fly won't leave me alone.
He's like that with me,
too.
Are
you stalking like a cat? Uh-huh? Goofy?
It will.
What happened?
I feel a cock on my foot.
When?
Just now.
Mm-hmm. It's my fault, too. Because I had you bring me a cup.
So did I.
Yeah, but if you had two hands on your cup, you wouldn't have spilled.
No, not just.
What you doing, Benjamin?
Right now, right before I came out, before I put the ice in here, I was holding it.
Oh, I thought you said right now.
No.
Oh, yeah, I have to go grocery shopping. I'm out of coffee at home.
Do you go in the store, or do you do that?
I do it myself.
I like that. Dennis got to experience that the other day, though.
I understand that.
Well, oh yeah, that's what I told him. I said, go do that fucking thing. You just order it on the line. You let them know when you're there and what parking spot, and they bring it to you.
Yeah. When did you do that?
Last week.
Oh, last week. My girl wasn't outside last week.
I did it a while back, but just for one item. And then...
One item. They love that. Was it a monster?
No, it was a knife. But then I had to go in the store anyhow. So I went up there, waited in the aisle, they brought it out, and then I left my car right in the same room, which I probably shouldn't have.
You probably shouldn't have.
Because
you
know. I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm. Get him, Benjamin. Get him. No, I want you back here. You keep playing with Uncle so I can see you.
Mom said dinner's ready. We want to eat before we go up there.
there's a macaroni and a cheese.
Oh, yeah, homemade macaroni and cheese. I don't like homemade macaroni and cheese. Have you ever had it?
Yeah, I'm not a...
Brisketti.
I like macaroni in a box, and I'm not a homemade macaroni and cheese type of person.
She said she made it with that Velveeta.
I'll eat it. Only if it's homemade.
I won't eat it.
I like shells and cheese.
I won't eat it. Sam eats that shit sometimes. But she likes the one with some kind of crumbs on it, like a cheddar box or cheddar.
Cracker barrel or whatever.
I hate crumb on my food.
Dude, listen, at Longhorn they have this I'm good on that Parmesan crust shit.
Oh, that actually sounds good.
Oh my god. And you cut the steak, and when they make it just right, and then you eat them both at the same time, it's fucking delicious.
Longhorn, I like their macaroni and cheese. That's the only mac and cheese I like.
Well, that's what my mom made. She looked up the Longhorn recipe.
Orange or white cheese, step by step.
White
cheese.
Actually, she drove to Erie and got it. Not cinnamon.
Trump won't eat it unless it has cinnamon.
I'm good, thank you. He's never had applesauce before.
He's like, dude, man, this ain't that bad.
Trump will not touch applesauce unless it has cinnamon in it.
That's weird. Well, yes, it's peculiar. It's a peculiar thing a dog would do,
Phil,
I'm sure.
Phil only eats applesauce when it has, like, cinnamon.
Yeah, but that's Phil.
Well, I have to sometimes without it.
But you don't like it like that.
I like it. I just prefer the cinnamon applesauce.
Trump only... That's what he's... And it has to be
buddy,
that brand, too, huh?
Go ahead.
Huh?
It has to be that brand, too, right?
I don't know. That's what Mom said. I only get that, so...
Trump don't like bananas, either.
No?
No, he don't like bananas. Doesn't it look like something?
That's what I thought he said.
Yeah, Trump don't like bananas either.
It itches like a motherfucker. This morning, before you got out of bed, honey, when I woke you up and told you that the thing was going off.
Benjamin!
I wanted to get a knife and just
Benjamin.
Cut the skin off.
I don't know what... Benjamin!
Yeah, like that's gonna do anything, dude.
Yeah.
He just put the move on both of you guys. Broken ankles. Eat your applesauce.
I got a lighter I can borrow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Got a lighter I can borrow, Uncle?
I don't have one.
I use Dennis's.
Whoa, no.
Benjamin, where are you going?
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wish we would have sat outside. Sometimes I wish we would have gotten Trump.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Trump in the summertime, because then when he was a puppy, we could have walked around more with him without a leash on.
Yeah.
You just need to put that collar on him.
Shock his ass one time.
This girl did it. She says she never shocked her dog at all. Just the fucking...
Buzzer?
The buzzer.
Ooh, I wonder if she'll let me use her charger.
I was thinking about this the other day. I wonder if she would just maybe take ours and charge it for us and not let us physically use our charger.
Right.
Because she might be iffy to give the charger up, but what if you just... Charge it for
Get
us.
Over here! What are you doing?
See, exploring the great outdoors. Look,
you
we're gonna
go down that driveway. That's not your driveway.
That's dangerous.
One ain't the road. One ain't the road.
Jesus Christ, you teach me like this baby.
You are a baby.
I'm a big boy. Look, I almost ate this whole damn applesauce.
That's funny because Trump would have looked that shit up within like 2 legs.
Shit, Trump could eat Benjamin in two snaps.
Probably.
He would never.
No.
Trump's a sweetheart.
If anything, he'd kill it because it he went to go lay with it and just right on top of it. Then look around, where did the dog go?
Which way did he go, George? Where did he go?
That's wrong. We had a problem with
Benjamin. Ahem. Get, hey, come here.
Oh, the cows.
When you have to start cows. Fucking listening, young man.
You gotta have some treats. Give them incentives.
A cat under a cow.
A lot of times.
Yeah, I'll start carrying treats. Good idea. Benjamin!
Can you imagine that, honey? Like I was saying on the farms, big problem with cats and cows.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Good boy. Good boy. That's a good boy. That's a good boy.
I don't know.
Good boy.
I think Trump got way too excited one time with Dolly, and that was just because he was like trying to get down on her level, and he accidentally smacked her.
Yeah.
And that, she cried, and then he kind of was like, then he kind of gave her a break and didn't really want to play with her, but she was chasing him around.
I want to run over here real quick and grab this. You think you want to roll that for me?
Yeah.
What are you grabbing?
Mom says she made a small piece of fish.
Huh?
I'll roll it up when Dennis is done, because then he can watch.
No bites. No. Ouch.
Jesse! He's in the garage. Are you going to eat before you go, Sam?
Mm-mm.
Dennis, do you like macaroni and cheese?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Jesse, you like homemade macaroni and cheese? I got a lot.
Hang on. No, I'm not chasing you. I'm not chasing you. No, I'm not. Good boy. Look like a bat. Both the ears up. Okay.
Hey, buddy.
But did you need some, did you want some macaroni and cheese? Mac and cheese? I could bring you some if you want.
No, I'm good.
All right. Benjamin, where are you going? Hey, come on.
Is Blue out?
Come on.
Come on. Benjamin! Hey!
Come here!
Why are you being a butthead? Benjamin! Get your ass over here!
Stop being a butthead. Yeah, stop being a butthead. I wasn't sure if I'd given it to you or not. I don't remember what I did with it. Oh, goodness. He had a piece of fish. So I guess I was wrong about giving him... I'm just going to give him table food. Huh? Yeah. I know. For the most part, you're a good boy. You just need to listen.
Got dinner date every night, Daddy.
Just cut it up good.
Phil said that too about Trump.
It's gonna get worse, so.
What's that?
That he'd never get table food.
And that, see how long that lasted? Doesn't last very long, huh?
I don't care what anybody says. I don't think Phil really expected to like the dog as much as he likes the dog.
I don't think so either. I agree with that.
Phil's not an animal person, but when it comes to Trump.
He loves that boy.
They're two peas in a pod.
Huh, yes, sir.
All he does now is just chew up your shit, right?
Who?
Trump. Once in a while.
He's about over there.
He chewed Phil's hat.
Potty train, all that.
He chewed up Phil's hat the other day. But the whole time that we've had him, he's probably chewed 2-3 thing. We've had him almost 2 years now. And I think he does it more for attention than he does, like, he'll grab something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll... I think he does it more for attention than people...
He might grab your shoe.
But he'll run away with it.
Yeah, for you to chase him.
No.
Yeah.
Benjamin. Yeah, okay. He wants to visit.
He smells like his mom and dad.
I never thought about that. But he knows Dennis.
Well, Dennis probably has his mom and dad sent all over.
Very good point.
If you don't get those dogs fixed, you're going to have more babies. You know that, right, Dennis?
Yes, I do know that. They're probably already popping out.
No, if she's pregnant, she's having an abortion.
You're going to take them to go get an abortion, but you haven't taken them to go get fixed.
Well, that's why you have the abortion.
Oh, I see the red rocket. I just saw the red rocket. What you doing, Benjamin? You growing up to be a big boy now? He seems like he's a pointer.
Huh?
Time to smoke for you.
Light it up.
He stands like he's got some pointer in him.
Only 529.
Benjamin! Hey! Hey!
Gosh, damn it. Benjamin!
Goodbye.
Bad! That was bad! Bad!
He followed you.
That was bad.
You should get a taser.
Yeah.
You need treats to keep him motivated.
Yeah.
I'm not... Come here. I'm not gonna play with you either. He's like, Dennis will.
Right here is the noise.
Dennis will play with me. He said I was bad, Dennis. Uncle Dennis.
No. No bites.
Puppy hold.
He's no scoring me. Just goes down.
Let's just clamp him down.
You just hold him so he can't get away. Like, for him, we had to, like, lay on the ground. And then you, like, kind of, like, lay on top of him, but you're not putting all your weight on him. You're just controlling
just holding him, yep.
And his legs or whatever, and then you just close his mouth. And they don't like it. They'll go, and they'll try to get out of it.
You gotta keep it.
You hold it until they settle back down.
Then you slightly...
And then they set it down, and you light it up and say, good boy.
But if
no fight.
But if he starts struggling again, then you resume the original pressure. Because Trump was bad.
Yeah, I remember.
He'd want to nip at everyone.
Benjamin!
Hey.
God damn it.
Benjamin!
You can see him. He's just right there.
Tiny!
He's fucking playing games. That's what he's fucking doing. He's playing games.
Because Trump was nipping at the nurses and the doctors, and then when we took him back in... She mentioned it. She's like, wow, he's calmed down a lot. And she asked us if we were using the puppy hold, and we said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you grab their balls.
I put her chairs out.
Benjamin, come here, bud.
Good, dude. Where at?
At the game. At the fence.
Same place.
They didn't have the signs up, so I put it more so you can see. Like, more closer to third.
You're not making this easy.
Man, you wish you had a leash on them, huh?
100%. 100%. I'm going to definitely go get them a harness tomorrow when I go grocery shopping.
I really hope,
I think
he is not in the shower right now.
Not in the car.
But I hear the radio.
I really do have two sets of harnesses. I just don't know what the fuck I did with them. I took them to Wellsville with me when I took them, but I didn't even use them on them.
We'll get them one.
They're so tiny and like so weirded out by what grass was that you didn't need one.
I'll probably get one of those retractable leashes so he has some room to roam. Because we can't keep chasing you because you think we're playing. And we ain't playing, bud.
You know what you need to get? A blow dart gun. Every time you take it to it goes right back.
Take the needle. See what back. They're talking about you? That's just as bad as me throwing you against the wall. I promise I'll never do that again.
You threw him against the wall?
No. No, I would never. I would never. Like, that's three people I got
said
with
that
it.
Three times.
I know, because it's funny. Here. It's funny. I would never.
Did he hurt you?
I would never.
That's why the one ear won't go up.
Well, hey, listen.
He hit you in the head with a pot.
Yeah, that's funny.
That wasn't funny. Oh, goodness. If you want to hear what that inside joke is about, listen to our previous episodes.
Yeah, animal rights activists are going to go.
You know. I would never. My Benjamin is my little prince. No.
It's just a very thin needle. They barely feel it.
I know, baby. You know, I wouldn't know nobody.
It's like a sliver.
I know. Buttonhead. You're being a buttonhead. You're being a forking buttonhead.
I hate that. It'll make me throw up. Is caught in
well,
air.
You gotta behave because you don't behave, so I can't let you down. No, no, can't do it. Can't do it. Cause you're still a brave little puppy. Can't do it, bud. Can't do it.
And they don't even have the fucking concession stand open. They're gonna want to go to the dumbass bowling alley. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Why don't they have that concession?
They give you any, like, antibiotics or anything for your leg?
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop being a butthead.
How's she got music playing in her room?
She had a radio.
Oh, so she took my radio and brought it in.
Yeah, but, I mean, she didn't actually have her phone up there, which I was fucking surprised.
It's even worse. She took my shit.
Yeah.
That radio's worth $100,000 to me.
Yeah.
Personally.
Listen, buddy. I can't let you down. Because you... Or a butthead.
A hat was expensive too. In my heart.
D.
You know this will dry? I think I got the stain out.
Aye.
It'll eventually dry, but only gonna dry tonight.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
You don't feel dry by the
whoa, time. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ow! Don't bite.
By the time we get
no
to the
bite.
Game?
No, yes.
No bite. No bite. No. I know, but you're being a butthead, so I can't let you down.
Mark.
Yeah.
Especially if it wasn't water either, it's coffee. Yeah.
Well, the all around, I used water and a napkin and soaked it to get the stain out.
A what? What'd you use? Water and what?
A napkin.
Oh. I thought you said a napkin. I'm like, what?
Napkin.
Like a napkin.
Scrub the stain out.
I like that necklace.
I like the sweatshirt. Here goes Sindel. already read her text message.
If justice was only like that. Or is that on a, or the, is that a scale on a cross?
That's a Libra symbol.
Scale. That's a scale. Who's mom have?
What?
Nobody. No, I can't let you down because you're a butthead.
Sindel.
The closer it's getting to 6, I don't know if I can make it. What'd she say?
The closer it gets to 6, I don't know if I can make it. Like, you have... I kind of fucked up because I told him 8, so I understand that she can't come.
Why? What happened?
Nothing. I texted him. I was like, what 8? I found out was at 6. I was like, oh, no, it's not at 6. Or it's not at 8, it's at 6.
Oh.
And she just texts me. She goes, the closer it's getting to 6, I don't think I can make it. Which, understandable, because I fucked up on time, so get it.
But why?
She didn't say why. But what I think is deal. Like, no. But what I think is funny is, like, you have 2 kids, and half the time you don't have multiple kids.
Right.
And it's just, like why couldn't you? You know what I mean?
Right.
And with that, we will say, smoke weed every day and fucking make shit happen, man.